This podcast is brought to you with thanks to DKP & Co. Chartered Accountants.
EPL.
Yes, so let's cross over to the UK and speak to our man over there, Mike McGrath from The Sun in the UK. Mike, good evening to you.
Yeah, morning, Carlos. Evening to you. Morning.
it's the other way around.
Over here. Yeah.
Actually, you know, we'll be really clear on this very, very soon. It's only taken us 6 months, mate. It's night time over there, morning over here. What's a little bit confusing for me is Arsene Wenger's situation there at Arsenal. There was talk about, obviously, him. He's announced his departure at the end of the season. But was he actually pushed in the end? Because there was a suggestion that he wanted to hang on there, and the committee basically said, or the board actually said, no, it's about time you go, and if you don't voluntarily move on, we'll sack you.
Yeah, it certainly looked that way. What we had was Arsene Wenger, who is totally obsessed with the job and totally obsessed with the club, and who had time on his contract. But we also had a board who were not happy with the fact that there weren't bums on seats at the Emirates. And unlike the pre-season over in Australia, when he packed out stadiums, fans were not turning up, even though they had season tickets at the Emirates. So they weren't happy, and it seemed that a mutual parting or that announcement sounded like the best thing for everybody, in terms of face saving and no humiliation or embarrassment. But certainly it seems that it wasn't a case of him just saying, I wanted to call it a day. There was certainly more to it than that.
Isn't it interesting, Mike, whenever a coach is sacked, or if it looks like he's going to be sacked, everyone's baying for blood and everyone's really quite, critical of that coach in the media, and everyone's after him. And then when they get sacked, they feel sorry and they turn around and actually pay tribute to what he did to the club and what he contributed to the club and to the game in general, and wish him all the best for the future. Same thing with Arsene Wenger. It just seems like the last 12 months or so, it's been Wenger out, signs everywhere. It's been really quite high profile, the whole campaign. And the minute he decides he's going to be moving on, the tributes pour out. It's just so typical football, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think those tributes will kind of turn into some real reflection on what he achieved. When Arsenal, if history does repeat itself in terms of a long-serving manager standing down, they're probably going to have to go backwards before they go forwards. And it means that, they may be stuck in that Europa League level for a while. And during that time, we'll probably reflect on what an incredible job Arsene Wenger did. I've been thinking myself that moving stadium has not been easy for many clubs. We've seen West Ham, the problems they've had this season. Even clubs like Bolton who've moved to new stadiums and are no longer in the Premier League. It really is tough to balance the books and be successful. And by success, I mean being consistently in that top four and now a top five or six club. I think it is difficult, and that I think will kind of, there'll be evidence of how difficult that is in the next couple of years for Arsenal as they inevitably look to rebuild.
Will they look at what happened to Manchester United when Sir Alex Ferguson moved on? Will they look at what happened then as a learning experience? I thought the appointment of David Moyes was very confusing for me. I didn't understand how he could have got the job after Sir Alex Ferguson. I know he's anointed by Sir Alex Ferguson. Maybe that influenced the board there at Manchester United. But what can they learn from what happened at Manchester United so they don't repeat it? Because I don't know whether, if they get an experienced manager in, they're talking about Luis Enrique, they're talking about Ancelotti and these sort of guys, someone like that, I would think, would come as close as possible to be able to win games than someone like a David Moyes, who was actually quite very much a failure in his first year and until he departed the club later on.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to hope that, or kind of aim for history not to repeat itself. So they're obviously looking for some. They're not looking to. They're not going to follow that example of where there's inevitably going to be one guy who's going to fail, and then they rebuild. I think they obviously want to get better. That's why this has happened. And I think what they probably could learn is the fact that, like you said, Fergie named his successor, and I think that they would probably be better served to having a real clean break, have a look at the best candidates, and probably not go to Arsene Wenger for any advice on it. And probably, as well, as much as he will always be invited back to the club as a hero, quite rightly, I think they would probably be hoping that he moves on quickly to another job, and that they can probably not have his, huge shadow being cast over the next guy. And that's not out of unkindness. I just think it's probably what they have to do to make this transition as easy as possible.
As far as Wenger's future is concerned, there's talk of him being offered the presidency at PSG. Is it over for him as a manager? I mean, did he run out of petrol tickets to do it anymore? Because obviously it is all consuming. But like you said, he was obsessed with that job at Arsenal to the point that he still wanted to stay on.
I don't think so personally. I think that he has still got miles in the tank, and just from speaking to people that know him, he's as obsessed as ever as he has been with football. It is still as kind of well-rounded, and you can speak to him about anything. It is still football that drives him every day. And I also think that applies to it being club football as well, rather than national football. I think he likes being centre of it all at a club, doing it day in, day out. So I think there'll be some clubs looking at him, as much as people say then it might be the France job, or there might be other national jobs coming up after the World Cup. I reckon that we'd see him in a club job sooner rather than later, and certainly not in a presidency or a kind of director of football role, which, I mean, he's not been great with transfers anyway. He's not been the transfer guru of the Premier League for quite some time. I think it's down to him being on the training ground with his players.
Would he ever consider managing another EPL club? And especially
I think so.
In the near future?
I think it just seems to be. I mean, it's funny that at the weekend I wasn't at the Emirates, but it seems that from reading the reports, it seems that the reception was warm, but not. It was still. I think they were still waving him on his way, and there's not that feeling of that when John Terry left Chelsea a year ago, where he was basically saying that I don't ever want to play against Chelsea. I love them that much. I can see Wenger maybe joining another Premier League team. Everton have just won at Goodison Park tonight, but he has been linked over here in reports with Everton, and there's going to be jobs around. They're probably not going to be at the top of the absolute top of the table, but there might be some with a chance of getting a club to the next level. And what a ticket Wenger would be for anybody if they could agree for him to take on that job.
Imagine if he took over Everton and he changed their culture completely the way he did with Arsenal. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Exactly. I don't, there's quite a few like that. I mean, I covered the Spurs game at the weekend. And there was Pochettino making some quite strange sounds, really, about whether it's the next manager. I think, even I think the top take the top three out of it. Anybody Tottenham downwards, which it would love a manager in it for that amount of time, and to really take clubs to that next level, which is what Wenger did at the Emirates, or well, at Highbury to begin with, and then the Emirates.
Geez, that'd be an exciting prospect, Wenger at Tottenham. I think that that is a fantastic marriage there, Mike. I think it's one of those ones where he'd have a bit of fire in the gut, especially if he's as obsessed as you say he is. Tottenham, a team that just hasn't broken through. And Alan Shearer, one of the columnists at The Sun, wrote a pretty scathing article, I thought, where he said that Tottenham were feeble, and that's on Pochettino. They seem to be hitting this ceiling. They've been really, really poor in semi-finals of FA Cups. I think seven in a row they've lost, and they're just not cracking through in the big, big moments in the English Premier League. Maybe Pochettino's taken them as far as he can.
Well, like I said, you know, it's very tongue-in-cheek about, you know, Wenger and that Spurs job, but it's a serious point. What Pochettino was saying after the game, that, you know, that he was saying that it might be me to take them, or it could be another manager to take them to the next level. Because I've seen their last two semi-finals, and it was seven before the weekend. It's now eight FA Cup semi-finals, and a year ago against Chelsea, they had fought back so well, and they were playing better football than Chelsea in that game. And it was 2-2 totally in the balance. And it just seems that they didn't have the maturity to get it over the line, to get that, to turn in from those amazing players that we know that they are, young players, into winners. And that was a year ago. And it just seemed that at the weekend against Manchester United, that they hadn't really learned anything in the last year, hadn't really learned how to be winners. Whereas Manchester United and Jose Mourinho, they've got problems from, you know, not from from back to front, because there's no problem with De Gea, but in front of him they've got plenty of problems that they have to deal with, and that Mourinho's been trying to solve. But what Mourinho has, he's just got that winning formula, the mentality, the way to win a big game. Mourinho knows how to do it. He sets up teams to do it successfully, and that's again what happened. I think Tottenham, it must be very frustrating for them. They're so close. They really are the nearly men of the Premier League at the moment, and they should really target a cup, be it FA Cup or League Cup, just to get that winning mentality, just to get that feeling that they can build from there.
And you talk about Jose Mourinho. He's a classic. He can spin anything, can't he? I mean, they win the semi-final on the weekend, make the way to the FA Cup final. He talks about the fact that they're a chance of winning that. He feels with 7 points in the remaining, three or four games, they'll finish second. And for him, that is a success. And he did talk about that post-match on the weekend. Is it a pass mark for this Manchester United side with the amount of money they spent? They have the former highest transfer fee for a player in Paul Pogba in their squad. Is second, and the way they've done it and the way they've played, a pass mark this year for Jose Mourinho and Manchester United?
Not quite. I think it is better than the perception is. And they are going to pick up a lot of points, and they could pick up the FA Cup as well. But I think the way that they've done it has not really entertained Manchester United fans, which is part of the deal, I think, if you're a United manager. So I just don't think it's not been a memorable season, but it has been not a bad season either. So you're in a position where you're possibly judging United by different standards. And Mourinho, that is a complaint to him as well, that everything comes with a but, as he says. You know, United won but something. But I think that comes with the territory. That comes with being the biggest club in the Premier League. And unfortunately, they have been streaked behind City over 38 games. Even if maybe I could agree with Jose that they haven't been quite as bad as some people have said.
Now, just one last one before I let you go, Maddie. Mike, Maddie. I'm not sure who Maddie is, but Mike. Sunderland have experienced their back-to-back relegations. They're only the third Premier League club to experience that. What's happened to a club like Sunderland? And I find it hard in this day and age with so much money that you can be relegated from the Premier League and go and be relegated again from the Champions League a year later. I'm really bemused by that. How does this happen?
Yeah, some really bad decisions from the top down, from Ellis Short, the owner, and the recruitment team there that have brought in players that are quite simply not good enough. They weren't good enough a year ago, and history, you know, has repeated itself a year on in a division down. So I think now what has happened is that Ellis Short, is the owner, is prepared to sell the club to anybody who can take on the debt. So I think what is really important is what's going to happen this summer. And I think they really are at the crossroads where if they get good owners to take this club off Short and point it in the right direction, with the right noises, they might be able to keep Chris Coleman as manager in League One, and they might be able to get up straight away and start rebuilding with, you know, they have got a couple of good youngsters there. I'm sure they can recruit better than they have at that level, and then maybe in the Championship again we might be able to see them. But if they get this takeover wrong, you know, you really fear what might happen to what, you know, was what is a great club and was in the big leagues not so long ago.
Absolutely. And I think in their history, they've had to rebuild a couple of times. So let's hope that they get it right, because they are a big club and they've got a long, long history. But Mike, thanks for joining us again. Always enjoy having a chat to you about English football, mates. And we look forward to catching up with you again next Tuesday.
Cheers, Carl. I'll speak to you soon.
Good on you, mate. That's Mike McGrath from The Sun in the UK, talking all things EPL.